all right, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because it's not streaming. You can only see it in movie theaters. But I was lucky enough to go out on a date and see Ghostbusters Afterlife. And I like it a lot. I mean, I'm not going to second guess this one. Sure, there's some pacing issues and there's a couple of little things here and there. But the interesting thing is this very much felt like a continuation, much like the film is years later. It's not a reboot. It's not a restart. It's not anything. It's just a, in the world of the movies, the Ghostbusters have been kaput for as long as the movies have been, and they're back. They're found, and I'm not going to spoil it. It's just, it worked. It just totally worked for me. And the best part about it is it worked because of that. It worked because it was not a film that I think if you came out as an outsider, especially as a kid, especially because it's really making that Stranger Things kids appeal with the, having the leads. And McKenna Grace as the lead daughter is phenomenal. She does a really great job. And that's what you get out of it. Everybody else is on point with this. You've got Paul Rudd doing his Paul Ruddiness. Finn Wolfhard, I could take him or leave him, but he's okay in it. But overall, it's just, it works well as this handoff to these kids. And like I said, I don't want to over explain this too much. That's the best part about this, that if you saw the movies, yes, it's nostalgic. It's got fan service. It's got stuff that pays off if you've seen it. But if you have not, it pays it off as well. You don't have to have seen the original Ghostbuster movie to appreciate this movie. So that's the reason to see it. And do you need to see it in theaters? That's up to you, but I enjoyed it. It's always great to get out to the movies, especially when the company's great. And I would highly recommend, if you get a chance, go see Ghostbusters Afterlife.